Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today, we want to hear about the Royal Dozen. This was reported in the Chelan Valley Leader in 1907. A jolly party of Chelan's choicest young folks. They were guests at the Hotel Field this past weekend. Blanche Larrabee, Elizabeth Vernon, Art Campbell, and others. They first called themselves the Royal Dozen. Friends, in most cases, they had been schoolmates and were some of the early Chelan families. Two longtime married couples did evolve from that party. In 1912, the Royal Dozen held a five-year reunion at Havering Lodge at First Creek with spouses and children. This was the home of Elizabeth Vernon and Harold Watson. Elizabeth married Harold Watson in 1910. Harold was the son of Howard Watson, who settled the Watson Resort, and it now has Havering Lodge, where Elizabeth started cooking Sunday chicken dinners for groups of people that would come by boat to the Havering Lodge. Blanche Larrabee was the oldest of the Royal Dozen, and she was born in 1877, came from Winnebago County, Wisconsin in 1889. They made the trip from Spokane in a covered wagon, crossing the Columbia River on a hand ferry. Her father homesteaded on the Chelan River. Blanche attended the first school in Chelan when there was no schoolhouse. Students met in convenient places about town. She attended high school for 1 year in Davenport in 1896 and 97. Miss Larrabee started to work in the Chelan Post Office as a clerk in 1898 and continued for 46 years. That was with 2.5 months in which she went with a family to Southern California in a wagon and horses. She married Leroy Sines in February 1909. She and Roy both attended the Royal Dozen reunion in 1912. Blanche also played organ for the Methodist and Episcopal churches. She died at the age of 75. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.